Welcome to the Wednesday, February 29th, 2012 edition of the SANSynet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm recording today from San Francisco, California. Now, today I had the pleasure to be part of a panel with Alan Poller and Ed Skotis here at the RSA conference. We discussed the top threats that we saw the last year, looking a little bit forward with respect to what we expect to come down the line. As always, the panel was attended very nicely, and I want to take the time here today to summarize some of the issues we discussed. It started out with the use of DNS as a covert channel. Now, if you read past diaries, that may not be anything new to you. We discussed that in the past and showed some scripts that implemented DNS as a covert channel. However, the one thing that Ed is now seeing is in breaches that he investigated, he saw attackers actually use DNS to exfiltrate data. So that was certainly a new thing that he observed out in the wild last year, and something I think we'll see more about in the future, just because DNS is sort of the universal exfiltration channel that's really hard to block, unlike, obviously IRC and HTTP are the probably still most commonly used channels. And then Ed talked about SSL certificates and the issues associated with that over the last year. One interesting new development here is actually on the defensive side. In Guardians, Tom Liston, if you remember him, he's actually working on a piece of software that will monitor your certificate authorities that you trust on your system, in part because malware keeps adding new certificates to it. This particular piece of software should be ready within a couple of months, and once it is being released, we'll definitely distribute it via the Internet Storm Center website, and it should have an option to also report hashes, serial numbers. We really have to figure out what we exactly are going to report back to the Internet Storm Center, so you can look up out of the certificate authorities that your browser trusts which ones are commonly being trusted, or are there any certificate authorities here that only you trust. And then finally, Ed talked about mobile devices. Of course, mobile devices are on everybody's mind. The bring your own device policy issue, of course, that's on the mind of a lot of corporations. Ed here recommended to set up a complete separate wireless infrastructure for employee-owned devices that are permitted to be used within the company's premises. One issue Ed focused on was also the possibility that mobile devices are used to infiltrate the corporate environment, essentially by infecting a mobile device that's outside of corporate controls and then waiting for it to be actually brought inside. He compared it a little bit to sort of prior proposals to essentially just ship a mobile device as sort of a wireless sniffer into a company just via the postal service. Now, if you get the employee actually to bring the device in, then that's probably a lot more effective. And well, my part of the panel focused on hacktivism and this not-so-advanced persistent threat, how to defend against it, and you probably heard me talk about this before. It's really a lot about boring operational stuff and trying to really figure out what do you have, is it all secured, is it patched, and to constantly review what you're doing, not necessarily to try to rely on annual pen tests or security scans. And I also mentioned the entire SCADA at home problem and sort of the explosion of home automation. With that, also a real big increase in the use of Zigbee devices. You probably heard me talk a couple of weeks back about first sort of a Zigbee war driving attempts that have been launched and software being released to make that really more approachable. Also, with that cloud and some of these home automation devices are controlled in the cloud. Now, cloud security overall, of course, is a big topic and something I covered in particular, the security of the cloud infrastructure, as we, for example, saw with some of the vulnerabilities last year with Amazon's cloud service, but also the reliance on the cloud provider doing the right thing. And if you remember, for example, Dropbox being one bad example of how a vendor may mess up. So thanks again, everybody, for actually attending the panel. We had a full room. Actually, we had an overflow crowd. Sadly, we couldn't find a schedule to do a second sort of encore presentation for this particular panel. We had tons and tons of great, great questions. Well, that's it for today, and don't be afraid, this will be the only sort of RSA Daily podcast. I'm heading back home tomorrow. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.